Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ari and Tasha with your 8 a.m. Headlines.
In local news, plans to transform an industrial block in the riverfront of South Brisbane into thousands of homes and public parkland have been released. The Queensland Government reviewed Lendlease was awarded the tender to develop the busy glass recycling site with more than 4,000 homes to be built on the 7.1-hectare block, which will include about 1.2 hectares of public space. The project will include riverfront promenades and boardwalk plazas and amphitheatre-style areas, parkland and shared pedestrian and cycling pathways. Deputy Premier Jared Bly said that the land would come with a new South Bank. Lendlease added that it will have public sections and about 800 units finished in time for the 2032 Olympics and Paralympic Games.
In national news, in Victoria on Wednesday, an inquiry based on a series of homophobic attacks that occurred since 2024 began. Many victims were lured by fake dating app profiles on apps like Grindr. The inquiry aims to gauge the scale of the crimes and potential influence from right-wing manosphere circles. In March, submissions were requested by victims with 80 received. Many detailed instances of homophobic and transphobic abuse. Hearings were done this past Wednesday and Thursday with different appearances including representatives from the Victoria Police, Respect Victoria, and Grindr. The final report seeks to be tabled by the 1st of September 2026.
The hotly criticized under-16 social media blend is set to get tougher as the federal government looks to put more measures in place to curb unaccountable big tech companies. In question time yesterday, the Prime Minister took to the floor to address concerns shown by eSafety Commissioner Julie Iman Grant about the quote, very thin scaffolding of the original legislation. Iman Grant last month expressed concerns that her powers as eSafety chief were too limited to properly enforce the ban.
In international news, rescue crews in Venezuela are continuing to search for survivors after two powerful earthquakes struck the country's north, killing at least 188 people. Officials say that more than 200 people remain trapped beneath collapsed buildings with the death toll expected to rise as search efforts continue. Emergency teams have been deployed to the hardest hit areas where damaged infrastructure and aftershocks are complicating rescue operations. Authorities are urging residents to avoid unstable buildings while humanitarian assistance is being mobilized for affected communities.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower too. It's currently 14.5 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.